The moment I started doing this, I instantly lost 10% body fat the first 3 months.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. My name is Luke Rangel, and I'm here to help you become the person you need to be to get the results you want. Ever wonder why it is so hard to reach the physical fitness goals we desire? That is because most people focus on the wrong things. We know we should be exercising and we know we should be eating healthy. So why don't we do it? Together, we will uncover the truth to getting everything you want and more. Welcome to Transformation Secrets.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. This is Luke Rangel, and today in our 21-day challenge, I talked about one of the most important macronutrients to add to your body, one of the biggest things I did to change my body. So, if you're not sure or familiar with it, I do 21-day challenges, and the whole goal out of it is really to teach the fundamentals, because the fundamentals work, right? That's why they are the fundamentals. And what happens throughout this challenge is most people lose 8 pounds their first 21 days without any kind of exercise, without having to cut out their carbs or even have to count calories. And it's just been absolutely amazing seeing these transformations every single month. Because if you think about it, most people, what happens? They want to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week, which is 4 to 8 pounds over the course of 4 weeks, right? And these people are losing 8, 12, I've had someone lose 22 pounds in just 21 days. Not even a whole month. And so it's just absolutely amazing. And so today was day two for them. And so now what I'm doing is I'm breaking apart the nutrition plan for them. So they already got like a huge overview of it. Now I'm breaking it apart step by step, so it's more easily digestible, pun intended. And that way, over the 21 days, as they lose their weight, they're going to understand why they actually lost the weight and they could keep it off forever. So if this is interesting to you, today is actually the last day to sign up if you're listening to this today, or you can sign up for the next one. Just go to 8to12poundsdown.com. All right, guys. So when I first began my journey at age 20, I started working out 5 to 6 days a week. I started eating as healthy as I could. I ate only when I was hungry. I stopped when I was full. And I did everything that I thought I should be doing, right? Everything that society has taught me, everything that my parents have tried to teach me, even though they know nothing about health and fitness. And I did this for 5 years straight. And at the end of 5 years, I was 25. This was it was like January. It was like a New Year's resolution. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a progress picture, see all these results I got over the last 5 years, and make some new goals. And I took this progress picture, and I remember feeling so confused, frustrated, disappointed, and angry. Like angry because looking at this picture looked exactly like I did 5 years prior. I was angry because I felt like I wasted 5 years of my life. So throughout this time in my life, what was going on is like I was dropping out of college. I was 25 years old. I've been in college since 18, and I still don't have an AA. That's another story. And I was at a dead-end career, nothing going for me. I was just not going anywhere in life at this point. And at age 25, it kind of hit me. It's kind of around, hopefully around that age where some people are like, you know, I should probably do something with my life. And that's exactly where I was. And so I just thought to myself, like, man, if I could just get like the body that I want and just be successful in something, even as much as my health and the way I look, my physical results, maybe I could be successful in other things. And that's exactly what happened to me. So luckily, at age 25, when I saw this, I had one or two routes to go down. One, I could blame my genetics, and I truly had like a good reason to blame my genetics because I gave it 5 years of effort. And throughout those 5 years, I actually like told myself things like, you know what? I don't have abs. The reason I don't have abs is because I'm a football player, whatever that means. And I would tell myself, like, I have broad shoulders. I'm just meant to be a bigger type of person, not cut the way I want to, all of this stuff, right? And it might sound like silly to you right now, but that's what people say. Like, how many times have you or have you heard someone say, I am the way I am because I'm big bone or whatever it may be, right? When that's just, it's a lie you're telling yourself. It's a belief that you put into your system that has no reason of being there. And so at age 25, when I was trying to get the results again, dead end career, dropping out of college, obviously I'm a broke 25-year-old. I can't pay for anyone to help me out. And so I did my own research. And so the way I did this is I went on Google, and might have been Yahoo at the time. I don't know if Google's around. I'm kind of old. And I would Google people that I wanted to look like. So I would type in like bodybuilders. I would type in men's fitness magazine, like people who did competitions. And I would find a group of people, like all different types. And I would see how they exercised. But more importantly, because I already knew how to exercise, I would look at how they ate. And of course, like the foods were different compared to each person, which wasn't the important thing. But what I saw was the structure of their eating. And I saw a few similarities in all of them. It doesn't matter how they ate, whatever they ate. There was a few similarities that they all followed that really helped them get the results they wanted. And so I started adopting that. And so what I'm going to be talking about today is what one of those things was. And truly what I believe was one of the biggest things that I had to learn. And the cool part about it is it doesn't take any extra time out of your day to do this.
Hey, as we take a quick break, do you like to text as much I do? Did you know I have a texting community where I give tips and motivation constantly? It's also a great way where people could ask me questions anytime they want. If you'd like to join this texting community, just say hi to 626-602-7151. That's 626-602-7151. One more time, 626-602-7151. I look forward to your message.
You just have to be intentional with your day. And that's really where it just came into fruition for me. And more importantly, it was able to allow me to help clients and members and anyone who works with me. I was able to really just get them the best result because, again, it took no extra work. It just took a different way of thinking. And so the biggest thing for this for me was getting enough protein in my diet. And so what is enough protein, all right? Enough protein on average for females is about 100 grams of protein every day. And it doesn't matter if you work out or not, 100 grams of protein every day. For guys, it's about 140 to 160 grams of protein. So, again, this is on average. So where I was at this time in my life, I needed roughly 180 to 200 grams of protein. And so the reason we want protein. One, protein helps us stay full longer. Two, protein helps us keep the lean muscle mass that we have and put on lean muscle mass that we want. Also, it helps us out with weight loss. So having protein, digesting protein, is the hardest macronutrient. Macronutrients are protein, carbs, and fat. It's the hardest macronutrient for our bodies to digest. So simply by eating protein, our bodies have to work harder to digest it. And when our bodies work harder, that means it is burning more calories just because you're eating protein rather than eating carbs or eating fats. Pretty cool. And so on top of that, when you do lose the weight, you're able to keep your lean muscle. The biggest problem that happens is people don't eat enough calories or they don't eat enough protein. And so when they lose the weight and they lose 10 pounds, they get all excited thinking they're doing something right. But what they don't realize is that weight they lost, a lot of times they're actually losing muscle and not fat. And that's why when they gain the weight back faster, they feel blubbier, whatever you want to say. They feel fatter because even though you're the same weight as you were before, now you have more fat than you did before and less muscle. And that is why you want to make sure you eat enough protein. All right. So how do we get enough protein? How do we become intentional? So what I'm going to cover next is two parts. One, a meal plan of our everyday type of person. And two, the meal plan of someone being intentional. All right. So let's take this step by step. So, all right, the everyday person who decides to be healthy. And so they wake up and like, all right, I'm going to be healthy today. What should I eat? I'm going to have some oatmeal. Perfect. So they'll have some oatmeal and coffee, right? And then they go to their snacks. And so like, you know what? I need to bring some snacks with me. Let me take some vegetables or fruit. Perfect. Lunchtime, all the coworkers want to take them out to lunch. And so they go, but they want to be healthy. So they just order like a little side salad, maybe a soup, whatever it may be. And then they go, and then it's for another snack. They eat whatever, usually vegetables or fruit again, if they even have that snack. And then dinner time, they'll make chicken with something, right? Everyone has chicken every night. And so does that sound healthy? Yeah, that sounds absolutely healthy. There's nothing unhealthy about those foods. The only problem is there's no intention behind them. So if we think about it as far as a protein standpoint, what'd they have for breakfast? They had oatmeal. Oatmeal is healthy, but it has 4 grams of protein per serving. That is not enough. And then their snacks was vegetables and fruit. Completely healthy. We hear all the time how much fruit and vegetables you should eat, and you should. But again, there's zero protein in vegetables or in fruit. And then there's the dinner where they have the chicken something, right? And that's the one time that they actually have protein. So they have about 20 to 30 grams. So on a high end, the average person who is eating healthy in quotation marks, is eating anywhere from like 40 to 50 grams of protein throughout the day. And this was where I was at when I actually started tracking my protein and realizing where I was at. I was like, man, I was only getting like, for me, I was getting like 50 to 80 grams of protein throughout the day. And I needed 180 grams of protein. Same thing. Most females are only eating 40 to 50 and they need 100. So we're getting about half the amount of protein we're getting in our diet. All right. So now how can we add the other half of protein into our diet without taking any time out of our day? It's just about intention. So we wake up. If you want your oatmeal, great. If you're going to keep your oatmeal, maybe add some eggs to it. Very simple. Get some protein. For me personally, I'll have a protein shake. It's quicker than heating up protein. And it gets enough, and it has a good amount of source of protein to just put in your body. So it doesn't matter if you're in a rush and you don't like cooking in the morning, a protein shake is the best way to go. And a couple hours later, it's snack time. You want your fruit? Perfect. Maybe add a Greek yogurt to that fruit. Even if you just get those little dollar Greek yogurts, you get 12 to 15 grams per pop. Add some fruit to that. Delicious. Honestly, what I would recommend is have 2 of those Greek yogurts. Then you're having anywhere from 24 to 30 grams of protein just in your snack. Lunchtime comes around. Let's say if you order your salad, put some chicken or any kind of lean meat, maybe some fish on that salad. Snack time, same thing. If you like Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, hard-boiled eggs, even like beef jerky, any of those type of foods, have as your snack. And then for dinner time, you have your chicken something. So as you can see, we really didn't have to meal prep at all, right? Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, it's already prepped for you. Throw some fruit in there. It's done. You don't have to cook at all except for dinner. And you could literally eat 100 to 150 grams of protein, as simple as that. And so in summary, what I want you to get out of this is be intentional with what you're eating. Ask every time you eat something today, tomorrow, this next week, ask yourself, how much protein am I eating in this meal? And if you don't know the answer, figure out the answer. And if you're a female and it's not at least 15 grams of protein, find out how you can add more protein. If you're a guy and it's not at least 20 to 25 grams of protein, ask yourself, how can I add more protein to this? And if you would like more suggestions and help and do all of this, that's why I created the 21-day challenge. It's only $47, and you could learn all of this with me step by step throughout the 21 days. And again, if you want to do that, just go to 8to12poundsdown.com. And again, always remember, you're only one decision away from changing your life.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Secrets. If you found this information valuable, it would mean the world to me for you to share this with a friend. And go ahead and tag me, and I could share it with my friends as well. Also, if you would like to lose 8 to 12 pounds in the next 21 days without the need for exercise, without having to cut carbs, and without having to reduce your calories, go to 8to12poundsdown.com. That's the number 8, T-O, the number 12, poundsdown.com. I'll see you inside.